The violence began just before midday on Saturday when a group of heavily armed militants in army uniform tried to enter the Pakistani military headquarters. As soon as they were stopped at a main checkpost, the attackers lobbed several grenades and opened fire with automatic weapons on the soldiers there. A firefight erupted, which instantly killed 6 soldiers and 5 militants. The rest of the attackers fled during the firefight and took more than 30 people, mostly security personnel, hostage in a nearby building. Army spokesman Major General Athar Abbas says that commando forces immediately surrounded the compound in an effort to secure the safe release of the hostages. He says the crisis lasted until Sunday morning when security forces raided the building and managed to free most of the captives.
All the hostages there have been rescued. 3 of them have been killed. We have killed 4 terrorists and 1 Akil, alias Dr. Osman, has been captured.
The army spokesman says he believes the detained militant led the terrorist assault. General Abbas says that 2 soldiers were killed and at least 5 were wounded in the rescue operation. He says security forces were being extremely careful in launching the final raid because a suicide bomber was guarding the hostages in a corner of the building.
The most damaging could have been the suicide bomber who was putting on the jacket if he had blown himself up. So the whole security operation revolved around this point to eliminate this terrorist before he could blow his jacket. And the security forces were very successful in eliminating this terrorist before he could blow out his jacket.
Authorities are blaming Taliban extremists for the attack. The Pakistani military is fighting Al-Qaeda and Taliban militants in the tribal regions bordering Afghanistan, where they are believed to have set up terrorist training camps. Saturday's attack on the military headquarters is the 3rd major terrorist strike in Pakistan in the past week. A suicide bomber blew himself up inside the main office of the United Nations World Food Programme in Islamabad, killing 5 employees of the agency. And on Friday, a suicide car bomb in the northwestern city of Peshawar left more than 50 people dead. Analysts say the latest attack is likely to push Pakistan to launch a long-awaited military offensive against terrorist bases in the Waziristan tribal region, which is also being used to launch attacks on international forces across the border in Afghanistan. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.